And it is time for Pucks with Bernie and Panger right here on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. I'm Fox 2 Sports Director Martin Kilquin. Going to talk to the Hall of Famer, Bernie Federko. Blues conversation, hockey topics. You know how we do it every single week here as the Blues head west trying to get back on a winning track. Our hockey visits each week presented by Marie Davila Senior Living, Greenville University, Triad Bank, Fast Eddie's Bon Air, Urban Chestnut Brewery, B&G Tuck Pointing, and Cope 24. The Hall of Famer is on deck. Winning a Stanley Cup isn't easy, but the Blues are able to do it by having a great foundation. It's pretty simple. When things start falling apart or crumbling, it not only looks bad, it doesn't work. B&G Tuck Pointing has the same philosophy about your home or place of business. It's the reason they are the best in the bricks. Whether it's your home, your garage, your office building, or your chimney, you can have it looking new again with B&G Tuck Pointing. Solid or spot tuck pointing, matching the existing mortar, foundation repair, caulking, waterproofing, fully licensed and insured, accredited by the Better Business Bureau, I know firsthand the finished product is great. And the crews, well, they're efficient and they never leave behind a mess. B&G Tuck Pointing, a family business right down to their name. Named after owner Rich Galati's daughters, Bella and Gabrielle. You can call to set up an estimate at 314-363-0525. That's 314-363-0525. Or go online at bgtuckpointing.com, bgtuckpointing.com. Find out for yourself why their customers say they are the best in the bricks. Rich and his daughters would like to add one more thing. Let's go Blues. I'm here with Renee Howitt. She started up a great organization called Cope 24. Their goal is to improve the health of families. Renee, tell us how Cope 24 strives to do this.
Well, we believe education is going to be the key. So we are promoting the need to make parenting and child development education a priority in all of our high schools, reaching all of our students.
You know, it's funny you say high school and curriculum. I think of math. I think of English. Cope 24 believes that parenting needs to be one of those core classes taken. Why is that so important?
Well, we look at the issues that we have in our society. Child welfare is just overwhelmed with the number of kids that need healthy families. We look at crime, imprisonment, mental health, domestic violence. It just goes on and on. And we know, without a doubt, that we can trace that back to dysfunctional families. So if we want our families to be healthier, we have to create healthier parents.
All right, and people listening can learn more about COPE, but also they can have a little bit of fun. Let's tell them what's happening at Topgolf.
Yeah, on February 24th, it's a Monday, we're going to have the Topgolf Challenge. So a target golf tournament from noon to 4, includes lunch and hole-in-one competitions, and we're just looking to have a good time.
And even though it's February, I can tell you at Topgolf, it'll be heated out there. You're swinging from heated tees.
That's right. That's right. So unless the highways are closed down, we will play. And it will be fun. Everybody that goes there has a good time.
All right. For more information on this event, as well as this great organization, simply go to cope24.com. That's cope, C-O-P-E, 24.com. Teaching the kids of today to be the better parents of tomorrow. Less than an hour from St. Louis, it's Greenville University. Founded in 1892, this liberal arts institution offers pre-med, offers online student involvement. Yeah, that's right. They'll get involved in local businesses, immersed in the community. A great little town of Greenville, Illinois, less than an hour from St. Louis if you're looking to get away for college, but maybe don't want to go too far. It's right up the road from St. Louis. Great professors, really a great experience. Kids involved in the athletics, but again, everybody is really immersed in what they're doing on the campus at all times. Greenville.edu for more information about this great institution. And we're joined by the Hall of Famer, Bernie Federko, back from a great trip. This is on my bucket list. You did this. You were at Pebble Beach. You were not playing in the Pro-Am, but you took in the weekend at Pebble Beach.
Yeah, it was fantastic. We got invited out. We have friends that have a tent out there every year, and They invited us out, and we went out and spent the weekend. The weather was absolutely fantastic. I mean, and I've played Pebble quite a few times now, and just to be there, though, is always really special. But to see the pros play, we walked the course and ran into Gretzky was playing, talked to him as he came by the tent the one day on Saturday. And it's just for people that haven't been to Pebble Beach, to Carmel and the Monterey Peninsula, Martin, it's one of the most beautiful places in the world. And when there's no clouds in the sky and you're on that golf course, I mean, if you're a golfer, I was very jealous of everybody that was playing golf as I was just watching.
St. Louis's own Wayne Gretzky hanging out at Pebble Beach. We're claiming him now. You know, golf tournaments, for people who like sporting events, the first time I went to one, I thought, I'll just be walking around. There's something kind of, not magical, but it really is a fun thing to go to that people, they may not think of a golf event as something that's great for a spectator, but I'm telling you, if you go, it's relaxing, it's fun, and it's just kind of got a different pace than your typical sporting event.
It really is. I mean, just the setting itself is so beautiful. So anytime you're out there, but to be with the best players in the world, they're all there. I mean, and I think that's what's so relaxing about it. Is, I mean, if you like golf, even if you don't like golf, I mean, the surroundings are so beautiful that you don't even care. I mean, my wife's not a big golfer, but she just loves being there. And you walk around and just take in the sights and the sounds. I mean, just to look down the beach and, you know, see the whales out there in the water and then see all the dogs and people running down the beach and this and that. There was even a couple of surfers out there. I mean, freezing ice cold water, but they were out there. So yeah, I just absolutely love it. Just the ambiance and just the fresh air and the sea breeze and everything was just fantastic. So it was just wonderful to be there.
Well, the Blues have headed to California. They'll be in Southern California. They're in a stretch here. They've only won 2 out of 9. They hate the topic. We've all asked it. Is there fatigue? Is it because of the cup run last summer? Was that inevitable? And really, to a man, they say it's not true. Carl Gunnarsson said, he goes, I think it's the opposite. He said, because we won, he said, we're so excited. We know what that feels like. What's your take on what's realistic with them maybe having some of that, not hangover, but genuine fatigue?
Well, I always say you can't win them all. I mean, this team has played, I think when you look at what they did and accomplished last year, I mean, I thought at some point in time there was going to be a little lull, and they've really not given us that at all. They've been absolutely consistent as heck, and especially with all the injuries that they've had, they've still been able to survive and stay at the top of the Western Conference. So I always say February is the hardest month to play, and I think maybe there is a little fatigue, and I don't think it's a physical fatigue. It's more of a mental fatigue. Oh, here we have to go to the rink again. And I mean, the month of February, 29 days, I think they have 15 games, which is a really, really difficult month. So you're just playing. You got no time to practice. You're just doing it all. So I also think that if you look back to the Blues last year, there's teams right now that are, it's make or break time for them. If they don't win these games, they're not going to make the playoffs. So I think that the Blues are running into a lot of desperate hockey teams right now, the teams that they know that they're going to have to play their best to beat the Blues. And I think the Blues are getting the best effort from each and every team they're playing right now. So I think they're going to have to probably up their game a little bit as they go into March. And I think that this is the month that once they get through February, I think March will be a little easier for them, because now the excitement of the finish line is there, and the fact that the playoffs are going to be starting in early April, I think they know what they have to do, and I think they'll probably be much more ready prepared mentally in the month of March than it is right now in the month of February.
Yeah, it's interesting you mentioned the fact that people are sort of gunning for them. I talked to a couple of players about that, and they said all they can go by is what they did when they played, and they said, we always did kind of note, God, we got the Penguins tomorrow, or hey, we're taking on the Hawks. It's a different level. I don't know how you quantify that, but I do sense the Blues have become a hype team right now. Everybody talks about them, the pundits. They probably are getting, and you played the game. Is there something to it where players say, hey, we want to knock these guys off?
Absolutely. I mean, two things. You want to knock them off. They're still defending Stanley Cup champs, and you know that you're going to get the best from the best team in the league right now. The Blues are one of the top teams in the league, so you know that if you don't play your best against them, you're going to get beat and you're going to get embarrassed probably. So I think everybody, yes, deep down knows that we got to play our best game. And the teams that need the points, and there's going to be a lot of leapfrogging going on down the stretch. I mean, I think there's a lot of teams that would like to beat the Blues so they don't have to play them in the first round as well. So the divisional games, I think, are going to be much more important. I think they're going to be much more physical. I think there's that much more intense now during the stretch, because, I mean, we're down to the last, 25 five games of the year right now, and there's a lot of teams that are going to be make or break it. There's a lot of players out there that are make or break it for the rest of the year, too. If they don't play well, they may not get another contract. Maybe they're going to get traded. Maybe they're going to be just done for good. So I think there's a lot of pressure on a lot of different teams, and there's a lot of pressure on a lot of the young kids that want to continue their careers in the National Hockey League. So this is going to be a tough stretch for everybody, and I think the Blues understand that. I think that they know that they're going to have to up their game and play at their best, because they're going to get their best from everybody else going down the stretch.
You know, Craig Berube did acknowledge Binnington's played a lot of games. I don't know if they're going to say to him, hey, take a week off. I don't think that would sit well. He did say players are always happy to skip practice. They never volunteer to skip a game. Do you think there's any fatigue for Binnington? Because he's played a ton of hockey. I think it's 96 games since he first debuted, which is just over a year ago. They do monitor all of that. But is there any thought, do you think? I mean, he hasn't played poorly, but do you think there's any chance maybe he's got a lot of miles in the last year?
Well, he does have a lot of miles, but, I mean, to me, he wants to play every game. And I mean, there's no different than any goaltender. I mean, they are like every regular player. They want to be in each and every game. But, I mean, it's not possible as a goaltender. You're playing the full 60 minutes. You're not one of the guys that where you go, you play sometimes 14 or 15, maybe 20 minutes, but those guys are in the entire game. Yes, the puck's not in their end the entire time, but they're still focused on what they have to do. So there might be a little mental fatigue, but I don't think so, really, to be honest with you. Watching him, you know, he's had some games where they've been suspect. But, you know, when you play almost 100 games, you're going to have some games where you're not going to be able to stop all the pucks. And there's been some pucks that he probably should have been stopping that have gone in. But that being said, he is still the number one goaltender on this team. And I think that they have to will tread lightly with that, because you don't want to put him in a position where he starts doubting himself, where he's not doesn't have the confidence. And so I think that, you know, I think the coaches will be talking to him and finding out which games he wants to play. And they're probably giving him a timetable so that he knows what he has to do and which games he's going to be really get a little bit of a rest with. But he's still their guy, and he still is the guy that really is the reason that the Blues, one of the big reasons the Blues won the Cup last year. So I think that he has to play his best if they're going to do that again.
Yeah, I would say typically, not always, but typically he's at his best at the big moment. He might give up one in the first period or second period where you go, oh, he should have had that. And he would say, I should have had that. But he's just, the moxie is still there, that you know going into the playoffs, that's a guy who can win a cup. I mean, I guess that's a dumb statement because he already did it, but I'm not doubting him at all. I'm just wondering if maybe he was getting a little tired. He says he's fine, but I still count on him. When the big moment happens, I think you're going to trust him.
Oh, absolutely, and the players do. And I think that's the most important, Martin, is it doesn't matter what, I'm not saying it doesn't matter what the fans, but the fans are the ones that are watching. And maybe he can criticize what he's doing or criticize if he lets in a bad goal. But the players understand that when they need a big save, they're going to get it from him. I mean, his concentration level is absolutely unbelievable all the time. And we all know what his bounce back is. If he lets in a bad goal, you know that you're going to get something really better him from the next period or the next stop that he has to make. He's going to make it, and you know that if he has a bad game, you know that his best game is going to come the next game, because he knows what he has to do. So the guys have total confidence in him, and I think that as a former player, you know that if you have a goaltender that you can trust, you know that you can make a mistake, you play on the edge, because you know he's going to make that big save for you. It really makes a big difference for your hockey club.
And now we got a dad's trip. If nothing else, maybe the dog days of February, it's well timed, because it's something else, it lightens the mood a little bit. And they're 7-1 for whatever reason in recent years when the dads are on these trips. It is fun to look up into the box and see all these dads. And Binnington made the comment. He said, don't you think they deserve it? How many 5 a.m. games did I have? How many 10 p.m. pickups did I have at a rink? And the moms are a big part of that too. But it's a great tradition. Is this league-wide? And I'm guessing back in the day that wasn't going on when you were playing, was it?
No, it wasn't, and it's a shame. You know, I did. You know, my dad happened to be here the one game where we were actually playing back-to-back games Saturday night and Sunday in Chicago, and they allowed me to bring my dad along, and we actually spent the night with me. It was just a wonderful time to be able to spend time with your dad and him come to a really game, a road game. But this has become a tradition now. I think in all the teams in the National Hockey League do that now. They even do a mom's trip. Some of the teams, they alternate this and that. But this is really special for the dads, for the players. To spend some time, show them what they do every day. You know, whether they go to the morning skate, the dads are allowed in the locker rooms, they're allowed in the meetings, they're allowed to be and see what exactly the guys do on an each and every day basis. So it's very special. And yes, I think when you look at the record, probably league wide, it's pretty impressive because the guys want to perform for their dads. They want to give their best for their dads, and they want to win the game because you win the game, you have more fun. You go out and have a few beers after the game with your dad. If you lose, everybody's a little depressed getting on the plane, and then you don't have as much fun. So this trip, especially for the Blues, to be in California at this time of the year is fantastic. And then they're in Vegas, and they're spending the night in Vegas after the game, so they're going to want to make sure they win that game so they can have a little more fun after the game. So I think this is just a great tradition. I wish they wouldn't have been able to do it in my day because, yes, all the fathers, and when there's a mother's trip, too, the same way, your parents deserve so much of the credit for what these guys have, and I know that they enjoy having them around.
The Hall of Famer, Bernie Federico, it's Pucks with Bernie and Panger right here on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com.
Our hockey visits are brought to you by Triad Bank, neighborhood-friendly bank, folks who are happy to see you walk in. Doesn't it stink when you go to a bank and they're sort of rude when you walk in there? It's your money. You would think they could be a little bit friendlier. They're always friendly, happy to help at Triad Bank. They're located on Clayton Road. It's about a block west of Lindbergh. Real easy to get to from Highway 40. You get off the 64 Farty exit there at Lindbergh. And just going a little bit west on Clayton Road, you'll find Triad Bank, based in St. Louis since 2005. So if you're looking to get something done here in town, ask for Jim Regna or anybody on the team there. I guarantee they'll be happy to see you. I like to go in there. I just steal the pen sometimes. They've got great pens. How many banks can tell you that? They got a great pen. But beyond that, great service. It's triadbanking.com. Also presented by Urban Chestnut. You know about their location in the Grove. They've really become the anchor to all the activity in the Grove. Urban Chestnut, great St. Louis success story. Think about it. With all the beers that are popular, I really love the Zwickel, and now I've gotten hooked on the Urban Underdog. Whatever taste you have, they've got a beer for you. Urban Chestnut, not just the locations in town, but also in your neighborhood grocery store. You can pick it up, make Urban Chestnut part of your Blues viewing fun. Grab a beer there. We've mentioned before, you can get Urban Chestnut at the Zoo. They're all over St. Louis, but make sure you grab them and have them at home as you're sitting back and watching some Blues hockey. Our visit's presented by Fast Eddie's Bonaire. You've heard all about it up there in Alton, Illinois. If you haven't been, what are you waiting for? And if you haven't been in a while, you need to get back because it's a mood changer. You hear our visits with Eddie. He's always in a good mood. You've heard Brett talking about it, Brett Hull. You go into Fast Eddie's, if you're in a bad mood, you're going to leave in a good mood. Open 7 days a week. It's 11 a.m. Doors open on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The rest of the days, they open at 1, and there are people lined up. The grill's already fired up. Get the Fat Eddie burger, half-pound burger. Live music 7 days a week. It's always a good time. At Fast Eddie's, really not that far to get to. Make it a destination. Maybe it's a bachelorette party or a bachelor party. Got the whole bus. They got a huge parking lot. They can accommodate. They're used to that. Birthday parties. Very rare that you just see a small group in there. People roll in, maybe a group from work. Always a good time at Fast Eddie's. Bonaire, the tradition continues in Alton, Illinois. Also, Marie Davila Senior Living. MarieDavila.com is the website. We suggest you set up a tour. Check out the villas, some of the assisted living. We've talked about Red Shadings for years, being a not just a longtime resident there, but one of the people who helped get that started and was part of the ownership group. But right now, Fred and Mary Kay Weezahan, just festive, fun people. You see the fountain when you drive by Clayton Road, right at the intersection near Queenie Park. It's Clayton and Weidman. During the Cardinal playoff runs, you see the red fountains. During the Blues run, you see the blue fountain going outside. Always a huge Christmas tree. They're just fun, festive people, and a really great place for your senior years. Set up that appointment at MarieDavila.com.
We noticed Colorado is really trending up. We know how talented they are. I wonder what really matters, though. We always focus on, oh, no, we're losing the division lead, and then history tells us you're just in the playoffs. Even last year, they didn't win the division. I mean, that should be their goal, but in the end, it doesn't really matter, does it, when you get to April? I mean, how big a focus is it to finish on top?
You know, I think it used to be, much more of a stress going into trying to win that. But I think people tend to want, or the players especially, now they know the President's Trophy doesn't mean the whole thing. Yes, you'd like to win the President's Trophy and then win it all and win the Stanley Cup. But a lot of times when you put it all out on the line and concentrate on winning the President's Trophy, I think mentally maybe when you really need that little extra later on, you don't have it because you already burned it out. So, yes, I think you just have to make it to the playoffs right now. I don't think you have to. Home ice advantage doesn't mean that much. Yes, it means in certain situations you'd like to have it. And I'm a believer, yeah, if you could win the President's Trophy, why wouldn't you do that? But it's the most important thing thing is to be in one of the 16 teams that gets in, because it starts, everybody is equal. And once that first playoff game comes along, and hey, if you win that first playoff game of your road team, all of a sudden you've got home ice advantage yourself. So all the buildings seem to be the same now. You really don't really get that afraid of the visiting crowd when you're on the road, and it doesn't really matter. So yes, I think the biggest concentration of the Blues right now is getting to be playing their best possible hockey, no matter where they're going to be in the standings when it comes to April the 4th. That's where they have to be, in the playoffs and playing their best hockey.
We've seen Tarasenko on the ice lately. We're still a ways away. What are you hearing, observing? Because I think the timing of it is sort of weird. He'll be back right around the time season ends, playoffs begin. As skilled as he is, that could be a really tough spot to say, hey, get out there, it's round one. What do you think is realistic?
Well, I mean, it was a five-month process from what we understand. So what was, like, I think October the 24th or whatever it is. So that means 5 months would be March 24th. So if he does get cleared by the doctors at that point in time, he is skating. So that's the good news, is that he's doing a lot of things that he needs to do to get in shape. I mean, it is a little more difficult when someone's hooking you and someone's hitting you all the time. So, I mean, you get winded a lot quicker doing that. And he's not going to be doing any of that physical play until really he gets back into the swing of things to play the game. But here's a guy that's been around. He knows how to play the game. I mean, he's one of the top wingers in the National Hockey League. He's a natural goal scorer. So I think this is great time for him to come back at that point in time. And it'll give him probably a couple weeks, if all goes with the schedule, to get ready and get really maybe in that player shape and playing shape with the game itself by the time the playoffs start. So I think that everybody should be excited about having Vladdy back, because he is a game breaker. And that's one thing the Blues need, is that one guy that maybe doesn't do a whole lot during the game, even if he has not having his best game. But in the last couple of minutes of the game, he'd be the guy that has that great shot that could score that big goal to win you a game late in the game. So I expect him to be back, and unless there's a setback, I think that we will see Vladdy back right at the end of the year and into the playoffs.
Yeah, and ideally, your timeline, that'd be great. Kind of late March, maybe get yourself 10 days or so before the playoffs begin, get a couple of games under your belt. Other item from over the weekend, Chris Pronger gets the news. I think we heard this talked about, but nothing official. They're going to retire the 44. They'll do it next season. Al MacInnis delivers the news. You've been around covering him, watching him. I don't think there's any doubt it's a fitting tribute. And you also know what that moment's like. You're immortalized forever. I mean, there isn't a time you're in the building where, if you wanted to, and I would be pointing to people, hey, look, there's my number. I mean, you're in the building forever. That's got to be just an unbelievable feeling.
It is. I mean, it's. I think it's the ultimate when it comes to being honored by the organization you played for. I mean, no one's going to be able to wear that number again after you took it off your back. So very deserved. I mean, we've talked about this with many people. I mean, Chris played almost 600 games for the Blues. I mean, he won the Hart Trophy, the Norris Trophy, one of the top defensemen that ever played the game. And he still is a St. Louis resident. He loves St. Louis. He's always loved the Blue Note. He made his career, really, to start with the Blues. I mean, coming from Hartford, but I mean, the majority of his time, I mean, the same way with Brett Hull. I mean, yeah, he started in Calgary and went on to Dallas and Detroit, but this was where he made his career, was in St. Louis. So I'm delighted for Chris. I mean, I've been asked that question, is that going to happen? And I said, yeah, it probably is someday. I mean, it's just, when is it going to be the right time? The right time is any time, in my opinion. But I think it's great that the organization is going to honor him. His number deserves to be up there, and it'll be another special event for the Blues next year.
He was an interesting player because he was big and tall, but he wasn't necessarily a big monster build guy, but he was nasty. It's weird because I'd interview him in the locker room, and if he listens, he'd say, oh, thanks a lot, Martin, you're saying I was skinny, huh? But he was kind of a skinny guy, but he still had a real nasty edge, and I think the other teams hated him, and it was sort of fun. I remember going to Joe Louis. They all just despised him, and he sort of egged them on and just loved that, didn't he?
Yeah, he played with an edge, and I mean, that's what made him the player that he is, or he was, I guess, now when you look back. I mean, but Chris was, you know, very skilled with the way he played the game. You know, he could shoot, he could skate, he could do all the things, he could defend, but it was the edge that he had to him that made him better than everybody else, and he didn't care if he whacked you. I mean, he played, he got under your skin. He didn't drop his gloves that much, but he was the guy that was really hard to play against. So those are the hardest guys. When you go to the front of the net, you know you might get a stick in the back of the legs, or you might get, you know, speared in the back of the ribs or something. And he did it, and he got away with it because he did it smart. I mean, that's the one thing about Chris Pronger. He was so intelligent the way he played the game. He knew when to go and get under somebody's skin. He knew when he was going to stand up. He knew when he had to chop somebody, and he knew when he had to drop the gloves. So he was a complete defender. defenseman, and what made him the best, though, was the edge that he played with.
A special edition here. We're at a coffee shop hanging with Bernie. Bernie, have yourself a great week.
Thanks, Martin. Always a pleasure.
Just like that, a little conversation over coffee with Bernie Federko back from Pebble Beach, talking dad's trip, talking about the Pronger jersey retirement. Love hanging with Bernie Federko. Truly is, and I'm sure a lot of you Blues fans have met him over the years. He truly is one of the great gentlemen in the game, just the absolute class act. Fun to talk with Bernie on these visits here. Pucks with Bernie and Panger, Scoops with DannyMac.com. Thanks for checking us out, and please take care of our great sponsors of these segments. Stop by and see them, get online, find out more, let them know that you listen regularly to these segments. We're talking about Fast Eddie's Bon Air in Alton, Illinois, Urban Chestnut Brewery, handing out that Panger every week, the Panger Award, Triad Bank, Greenville University, Marie Davila Senior Living, Cope 24. Find out more at cope24.com. And the biggest Blues fan I know, Rich Galati with B&G Tuck Pointing. We will talk to you again later this week when we're hanging with Big Walt.